Blog Talk Radio.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. That's right, Dorothy. Welcome to Movie Addict Headquarters. You don't have to be a movie addict to visit here, but if you are one, this is definitely the place for you. I'm your host, Betty Jo Tucker, and today we're in for a very special treat because one of the funniest filmmakers I know is joining us to discuss his movie, 42 Story House, which still has me laughing every time I think about it. Todd's hilarious 90-minute movie contains 42 short films, each from 1 to 4 minutes in length, and all of them take place in or around his house. I absolutely love the way he finds humor in simple, everyday things like household appliances and, yes, even eggs and toilet paper. Before making this film, Todd wrote the screenplay for the first 2 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movies, and he's received acclaim for his writing on television's The Wonder Years. Hi, Todd. Welcome to Movie Addict Headquarters.
Well, thank you very much, Betty Jo. That was quite an introduction. Thank you.
Well, you're sure welcome. I'm so glad you could be with us today. Ever since I first saw 42 Story House, I wanted to ask you, where do you get your wacky sense of humor?
Well, it's not quite as easy as pointing out, I suppose, that I have an Uncle Shecky or something like that.
But, Shecky, okay.
I did. It's one of those things that just from my earliest memories, comedy has really been one of the things that has been of most interest to me. I mean, for me, one of the greatest pleasures when I was a kid was just getting a laugh in school or, you know, getting a laugh around the dinner table. That was like score. That was one of my favorite things. So I mean, it's from a very, very early age. I've always sort of focused on comedy and comics, somewhat to the exclusion of some of the other arts. I grew up in an age when the Ed Sullivan Show was still being broadcast. I remember as a very small kid, and to give you an example, my parents would be calling me in and saying, "Todd, get in here. You know, Elvis Presley's on the show." And I'd say, yeah, let me know when Alan King is on.
Oh, no.
You
had a different kind of king that you were looking for.
Exactly. It was a different sort of perspective. So I think it's just something that you start with, you know, with me it was when I was a kid, and it continued to adulthood.
Well, I can identify with that, Todd, because when I was in high school, I belonged to a club called We'll Do Anything for a Laugh Club. And so we had some of the same feelings and ambitions that you did. And, of course, that led for you to do this wonderful film that just is so unique, 42 Story House. Why did you decide to make this particular movie?
Well, there was a couple of reasons. The first, I think I just wanted to take a break from writing scripts, which I've been doing for quite some time.
Uh-huh.
And also it's just that... really, there's no excuse anymore to not make a movie. The technology has gotten to the point that anybody with a camera, just a simple camera and a computer, whether you have to beg, borrow, or steal it, you have those two elements, you can make a movie. So I really didn't have an excuse anymore not to try and make something rather than just writing a script. So I started with that. And then the idea of the breaking it up into comedy shorts was frankly so that I could do everything piecemeal. I could write, you know, shoot and edit something and only take a day or two to do each one of those components rather than starting to do the all-consuming sort of marshalling of the troops indie feature where you're doing, you know, the writing process, the production process, the editing process. It all takes months at a time. This way it was, you know, you do little pieces at a time. And frankly, it gave me the option to bail out if I ever wanted to, but I didn't. I stuck with it, and I ended up with 90 minutes of material.
Well, I'm sure glad you didn't bail out because
it was an option.
It gave me so much pleasure, and I just have to ask you what some of your favorite parts of the film are. I know I like them all, but I have some favorites. But how about
there are some favorites that I have too, and I think actually probably the one I like best is one of the ones that you like best also. It's called Eggicide.
Yes, Eggicide. I was hoping you'd mention that.
It's about an egg that's trying to commit suicide and not succeeding. And it's one of those things I can still remember, actually. This is one of those ideas that came to me in the shower, you know, typical sort of writing story. And as soon as I got it, I knew that this was something that I'd be able to write up and turn into like a 2-3 minute short. And sometimes you get an idea and you feel you have to write it down right away and flesh it out while it's still fresh and stuff like that. But for me, the little one-line log line was strong enough that I knew it would be there for me months later when I actually had to get around to doing it. And that turned out to be the case. So that was one of my favorites.
Well, while we're talking about that one, didn't you do the voice for the egg?
Yeah, I did everything.
That's right, because you're a one-man crew in this, but I thought that voice that you adopted for the egg was just right.
Yeah, I'm not, believe me, I'm not an actor. I don't claim to be an actor. I certainly don't claim to be a voiceover artist, but sometimes you have to do things because you got to do them. I just needed to have...
But you did appear a lot in this movie, and you are.
I tried to mix it up. I tried to make it so that there were things that I would not have to appear in, that I could do like stop action shorts, and I can do some animation. I could do some things that involve subtitling and things like that, ways to keep me off screen. But you know, there comes a point that sometimes you need a human being in the shot, and since I was the only one I had available, it was me.
Well, it worked out so well. What about my next favorite part of the movie was when the toilet paper finds out what their destiny is.
Yeah, you know, I can't even explain where that came from, to tell you the truth. I used the word wacky. That's the one that I would really describe as being sort of a wacky concept. But another one of those things that you get the idea and you figure, oh, yeah, okay, I can build on that. So that was an interesting shoot, actually. I live in the San Fernando Valley of Los Angeles, where it routinely reaches triple-digit temperatures in the summertime.
Oh, yeah.
And shooting in the houses I did, because there's been so much, the real estate market just boomed in Southern California over the last few years, so there's, like, constant construction going on. So I had to keep the doors closed. But I couldn't have the air conditioning on because that made noise.
Oh.
So a lot of times when I was shooting, this particular short comes to mind, because when you see me sweating in this short, that's not acting. It was 100 degrees out, and it was probably 125 inside the house. So that's kind of my number one recollection of making that short. But it turned out pretty well. I liked it. And the other one I like, maybe just because I know the effort that went behind it, was the animated one I did, which is called Small Bites. I would never do this again because it was just so labor intensive. But for, I believe it was two and a half minutes was the final tally on that. It took me a solid 3 weeks, and I mean hours and hours, because I hand drew every single animation cell. And while it was an interesting exercise, again, I think that was the last time I'm going to do that. So
probably gave you a lot more respect for animators, movies.
Absolutely. And I like animation to begin with as a genre, so it was interesting to make that little miniature foray. And, you know, you look at the crudity of the animation in that particular short, and you think, how could that possibly take 3 weeks? But trust me, when you have hundreds and hundreds of cells, and I was cheating. You know, it's 24 frames per second, or 30 in video, and I was only doing like 5 or 6 frames per second, and it still took that length of time.
Well, I'm glad that you took the time to put that one in, too, because I certainly enjoyed that. And I think I know then what was your most favorite part about making this movie, the time that you had to take with that particular segment. But what did you enjoy most about making this film?
Well, actually, it's interesting. There are two sides to the same coin. I mean, the thing you enjoy most about doing something, a project like this, is just the freedom to do anything you want to do. I mean, I would get up one day, I would look at something on the counter and say, yeah, I have an idea about this.
Like the toaster.
Exactly. You sit down.
Or the breakfast that you're having that morning.
That's right. That was actually a running element throughout this. But you sit down, you write it, you could shoot it the same day, you start editing it, you go ahead and do it. You don't have to wait for anybody's approval or anything else. You do everything yourself. So on the one hand, the best part of it was the freedom in doing everything myself. And the worst part? doing everything myself. Because, you know, I had to make every prop, every costume, every time the camera had to be repositioned, I had to do that myself. And, you know, it did make for some very, very long, particularly shooting days. You know, there was writing days, there was prep time, there was editing, of course, a lot of time editing. The shoot days were quite intense because there's, you know, there was the noise problem I discussed earlier with construction, but having to do everything yourself just can become very intense.
You had to be your own gopher.
Yes, ma'am.
You didn't even have an assistant.
You know what? They don't pay me enough for that. So I didn't pay me enough for that.
Oh, well, you've had to do so many different things in everything related to this film. So is there one particular function? Of course, I know that you do love the writing, and this was kind of taking a break from it, but you did directing, editing, special effects, such as they were, cinematography,
yeah,
acting. What are the functions that you prefer doing?
You know, in terms of, again, most and least, you know, it depends on the situation. Everything could be fun. Everything could be a chore. It depends on the specifics of what you're doing. But I would say, as far as least, it was probably the cinematography. It's just, you know, I've done a lot of reading about it. I tested the heck out of my camera, all that kind of stuff. But that was one place where I really wish I had somebody else to help. But in terms of a favorite thing, I think, you know, kind of like, I understand a little bit about what George Lucas is talking about when he says he gets into the editing room and that's his favorite part of the process. And to some degree, it's simply because at that point, you've assembled all the components you need. You've
right.
come up with the idea, you've written it down, you've shot it, you have something so you know you're going to cross the finish line. And it gives you a chance to finally see how, you know, all that work comes together. Or not, depending on the situation. But so I would probably say the editing process.
And you can't blame anybody if it doesn't work out because you're the one. That's
yeah, there's that aspect of it too. Although I try.
But it did fit. I mean, the way you had the each little film, each little part of the film titled and the clever titles that you gave, I just thought you did a great job. But how are you promoting this film? I'd like a lot of people to see it, and you're doing this yourself too, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, I start the typical sort of indie filmmaker way. You make submissions to film festivals, which I'm still waiting to hear back from because they tend to have long lead times. You know, I looked online and I looked for people to send screeners to, people who had, you know, nicely organized websites and an obvious interest in. Does this sound familiar, Betty Jo?
Yes, thank you. I was hoping you'd say that.
And so I sent out some screeners and you know, you do the viral marketing and the social networking, which is inexplicably frustrating as far as I'm concerned. Those social network sites, as a marketing tool, don't seem to be all they're cracked up to be. But just sort of that typical indie, you know, marketing sort of stuff. But there comes a point that you can only do so much, quote-unquote, free promotion online. And at some point, you know, for a movie like this, word of mouth really has to take over. And so it's a slow process, but we'll see what happens.
I know, but maybe this will help a little bit. Where can the people who are listening to Movie Addict Headquarters today get your film?
Well, there's only one place you can find it. It's
all right.
At my official movie website, which is, I'll give you the URL. It's www.42storyhouse.com. It's the number 42storyhouse.com.
Listeners, pay attention. It's www.42storyhouse.com. So be sure, as soon as we finish with talking with Todd, that you log on to that URL and order your copy of 42 Story House. Oh, my goodness, I can't believe that the time has gone by so fast. I know. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
No, I'm just, you know, I hope that if people do get a chance to check it out, there's really nothing more noble in the intent that I hope they get a few laughs out of it. I think there maybe are a few genuine laughs to be gotten out of looking at the picture. So.
Oh, I think there are more than a few laughs to be gotten out of this. I think laughs are guaranteed by 42 Story House.
I just hope it's worth the measly $10, as I call it.
The measly $10. Well, thanks so much for visiting us today and making me laugh all over again. Please keep me posted about how things are going. This is Betty Jo Tucker giving a big shout-out to the terrific folks at Blogs Talk Radio. Thanks so much for supporting the show, and thanks to Todd Langan for being a guest today. Bye for now, Blog Talk Radio.